My love, you ate so much for me today. Once again, I'm impressed by this appetite of yours. Oh no, your belly isn't too uncomfortable, is it? Well, since you are such a good glutton for me, come here. Let me make you feel better. Yeah, it's the least I could do. You know, because you relentlessly stuffed yourself for me today. My, every time I touch you, I feel as if your tummy has gotten softer and softer. And I always seem to find new stretch marks. Oh, darling. This is all for me, but you're the one who took every bite with a pathetic smile on your face. Every time you hesitated, all I wanted to do was cram another handful down your greedy throat. Yeah, next time I'll make sure you devour even more for me. You're such a glutton. Have I ever told you how cute that is? Oh, is this another stretch mark? I told you, I find them every time I play with your belly. Since it's red and angry, I thought a little kiss might make you feel better. You know, I do remember how skinny you were when we started dating. You always had a sweet tooth. Even if you tried to deny your cravings or worry about your health. And now you're sitting on the couch with my hand on your tummy, panting and begging for me to relieve this ache. Yes, I know you're so bloated. Why don't you drink some water instead of soda? I do love your burps, but please don't make yourself sick for me. I adore seeing you in such a helpless state, pinned down by your own belly. But I'm not ruthless. I still care about how you're feeling. I just like testing your limits. You know, I was thinking about how when you first started eating, you told me you just wanted to put on a few pounds. But someone got a little addicted, didn't they? No, it couldn't have been all the fast food I brought you, or the snacks I leave at your desk. Certainly not those late night fridge raids. Oh, of course, I know about them. Our groceries don't just vanish. They go into this plump gut. If I know you as well as I think I do, I suspect you'll wake up in the middle of the night from your inevitable food coma and waddle this fat belly into the kitchen, since you can't go an entire night without eating. That's practically starving yourself. Do you think we could do a weigh-in tomorrow? Let's see how far you've fallen from that petite thing you once were. It's too late to be ashamed. You were just begging me to touch you and to feed you at the same time. Nothing is more pathetic than that. Here, lift up your head and look at me. You're going to grow as big as I want you to. No excuses. And don't tell me I'll try my best. Because I want you to say, yes, ma'am, I'll be as big as a glutton as you tell me to be. Because you're too addicted to quit now. And I'm too addicted to this growing belly. That's it. That's what I like to hear. Now, do you need me to help you into bed? Oh, you do? Okay, here, take my hand.